Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that is the Hebrew shofar that the Hebrew Israelites used when we were a nation to gather the nation to assemble at the tent of meeting to get the attention of the Heavenly Father, the shofar. A short ram's horn that we use to celebrate different holidays, Hebrew Israelite holidays, so on and so forth. Thank you for joining me. My name is Yaquab Ban Yisrael, and this is the Israelite Sons of Light radio program that I like to try to do every Wednesday and Friday, Pacific Standard Time. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father and Earthly Mother for this incredible opportunity to do something with my life and not just work and die. And you can't take anything with you. Your big house, your big paycheck, your children, none of that is forever. And there are people in the world, Hebrew Israelites, whom the world calls black people, Negroes, Afro-Americans, different names, everything but who we actually are. The 12 tribes of Israel, this is a radio program in which I seek to minister to people of the Hebrew Israelite nation. The 12 tribes, I like to try to share with you my life, things that I have learned, and I try to share a reflection of what this reality means to me in a Hebrew Israelite perspective. Before I begin, I want to share with you some ministries I have. I have a room on Facebook called The Upper Room where you can come and have fellowship if you are a Hebrew Israelite. Lively Stone are the people that I am looking for, people who are serious about this walk of faith. The nation who are sons and daughters of Messiah, who daily work out their salvation with fear and trembling. I'm looking for you. I know that we need each other to fellowship with one another so that we can maintain a daily walk with the Heavenly Father. I have a website called 12tribesisraelites.com. It's a way to get in touch with me primarily. All lowercase lettering spelled together. You can contact me there. If you like the things that I say, if they resonate with you, you can go to that website and if you want to, you can get in contact with me. I also have a desire to have a food ministry for our nation where someone can contact me if you know of a brother or sister who have food needs, basic food item needs. You can contact me so that I may bring it before the nation. Try to minister to the brother or sister, especially if they have children, to put the call out in case there is a brother or sister nearby who is able to minister a food ministry. Just contact me if you know of someone who is struggling, and I know that our nation is really struggling in this day and age. I know that if the oppressor nations are struggling with the high cost of food and just the way that everything is just going up and up and up, I know that we are struggling. It's historically been that way. So just get in contact with me if you know of a brother or sister who is struggling with food insecurity. I also have a, this radio program that I do Wednesday and Friday for the sake of trying to encourage brethren to continue to draw near to the Heavenly Father and to redeem the time while we have time to store up and to prepare for the eternal kingdom, which is imminently soon to be here. Anyway, I named the title of the program tonight, God is Judging. God is Judging. I am a brother who find myself constantly reflecting, looking back on my life, comparing it with the understanding that I have now about spiritual things and just the things that I went through and the position that I am in now, how it all worked together, how the Heavenly Father worked in my life to bring me to this point. I've always had a desire to know the Heavenly Father. I was never fulfilled growing up because I did not grow up around people who were like-minded, who wanted to know who is the creator of all these things that I see, who is responsible for all this, who is the God that everybody continues to talk about are the things I used to ask myself. And for a long time, I had to go without any type of understanding, no knowledge. I did not even know how to ask myself or to explain what is it that I would really like to know. There was no one who could lead me, who could teach me, because I did not know what I wanted to be taught. But now I'm in a position where the Heavenly Father has really showed me and enlightened me to spiritual things like many brethren in our nation, the Hebrew Israelites, people of Negro, Latino, and Native American Indian on their father's side, you are the Hebrew Israelites, are coming into your knowledge of yourself, your spirituality, your inheritance, your ethnicity, our blessing that we will receive as the people of the Heavenly Father. We are seeing in this reality the opposition to the Hebrew Israelite gospel. The world does not want us to know who we are by far. Recently, Kanye West has been in the news because he made a statement, and everybody is missing the focal point of what he said about the Jews, and he no longer wanted to deal with them, or he wanted to expose the things that they do and the business practices of the Jews, and he wanted to expose them, and the whole world caught on to the statement about how he felt about the Jews, and they totally overlooked the meat of what he said that no one will talk about, no one will try to understand, which is he mentioned that so-called black people, I hate that terminology, so-called black people are Jews as well. And nobody wants to deal with that statement on an academic level. And that is what I am seeing very clearly as I look around and try to learn and study. It is an amazing thing that the oppressor nations do not want to deal with the truthfulness of what he said about Negroes being Jews. It was overlooked by the mainstream media. They don't want to talk about that. They only can give ad hominem attacks when you tell them that we are not Africans. We are the children of Israel. There will be no audience for that type of language. It is the most painful truth that the world has ever known, and that is why we have the censorship that we have. They say it's because they want to stop misinformation from getting out, but really it is an excuse to keep the Hebrew Israelites from spreading the gospel, from spreading the truth about who we are, to enlighten not only ourselves, but all those who have been under a agenda of misinformation all our lives. And so now we have what we have right now. We have a great censorship going on. The Jews, they own the media. They own the different social platforms that people are using to spread information. They are preventing what they call anti-Semitism to go out, for anyone to talk about what they perceive as anti-Semitism. And the whole confluence of events really points to God is judging. He is judging mankind's world government, society, whatever, what have you. His world system, his reality is under judgment. There is a great, great agenda that I always talk about that is obvious to anyone who is paying attention, that we are in a time of great corruption. There is great corruption. And these things began to really take shape and pick up speed right around the end of the 400 years spoken of in Genesis chapter 15, the time of bondage and captivity for the Hebrew Israelites, starting in 1619, when I guess you could say was the acknowledged beginning of chattel slavery, and 400 years later, bringing us to the year 2019, where things really begin to pick up judgment-wise with the coronavirus, with the pandemic, people staying indoors, losing jobs, not being able to survive and pay the bills. And from there, it has just been one thing after the other. We have now the war going on in the Ukraine. We have threats of nuclear war going on. We have the United States not wanting to let the nations of the world get away from being under their control, their hegemony. They want to be the number one power in the world forever. The Asiatic countries are now beginning to strengthen and rise up and beginning to conduct business amongst themselves, aligning with one another, becoming trading partners, and threatening not to use the dollar. And this has been the situation for a while now. Anyone who has been paying even a little bit of attention to the events of the world can easily see we have come to a time where God is judging. God is judging this world. This world is under judgment. There is no foreseeable relief for the future. There are many people watching what is going on in Europe and the judgment that will befall them. Winter is approaching. They have been severely affected by the oil and gas that Russia used to send them, which has been cut off. They have not been able to replace the volume sufficient for them to meet the demands of the coming winter, and they will literally freeze. Some of them may even freeze to death. They will not be able to heat their homes, to cook their food, or even have a job to go to because they are really, really rationing the oil and gas and trying to implement plans on how they can get through the winter and how they can help people to pay their bills because of the prices going sky high. And no one really considers the Hebrew Israelites, that because of the way this reality people have afflicted us all these years, have thrown us under the bus, and there are many Israelites who are not awake. There are many Hebrew Israelites who are not awake, who do not care. Even in the time of our captivity in Egypt, when the Exodus happened, it said in the scriptures that there were some who wanted to stay, behind the flesh pots in Egypt. They did not want to leave, and it is the same way today. Our people, the majority of our people, do not know about the restoration of our people, do not know about our history, do not know of our inheritance, our ethnicity. We like it here. We have become comfortable here. But there are a group of people who are serious about the Heavenly Father, about the Hebrew Israelites, our identity, our history. We are serious about the enlightening that has been going on for a while now. We know who the oppressor nations are. We realize that the word we speak is very unwelcome in this reality. They do not want us to tell them that we are the children of Israel. They are condemned by that truth. There is violent reaction when a word about who we are, when we speak it, there is a violent, very animosity towards the knowledge of who we are. We are at a time where there's great distractions in the world to try to keep the Hebrew Israelites from realizing that they have been given back the understanding that frees us from our oppressors. Recently, I have been doing a video series on black people. They call us black people. It is a way to slander us. Many people probably do not realize that they slander Hebrew Israelites by referring to us as black because they know it is a negative connotation behind it. We have seen a history of affliction, oppression, and vexation, the Hebrew Israelites. For those who have been enlightened and have been elected to leave the world and to draw near to the Father are amazed at the spirit of the world, the true spirit of the world towards our nation, towards our people. The confluence of events have helped us to realize the true nature of those who have oppressed us, how we are really hated. We are constantly afflicted in our homelessness, where there are 70%, I read the other day, of Hebrew Israelites, Negroes, who make up the total homeless population in America. That's all the states combined. 70% are Hebrew Israelites, mainly Hebrew Israelites. We are primarily known by the things that we have suffered. God is judging. He is taking the cup out of our hand and beginning to place it in the hands of those who have oppressed us. It is a hard truth. The best thing that anyone can do who is outside of the children of Israel is to receive the truth and believe the truth and act in accordance to the truth, that it might go somewhat easier for you, because there is a recompense that has to be had, and the Heavenly Father is merciful. We are His children, as I witnessed when I saw the reaction that Kanye West had, and I'm sure many of those people were probably some of his biggest fans, to turn around and talk about him like a dog when he mentions that the children of Israel are the chosen, elect people of God. You would have thought that he committed mass murder, the way the demons came out and people attacked him. And I personally don't think a whole lot of him as a enlightened Hebrew Israelite, but he did say a small remnant of truth. He did have a morsel of truth in what he talked about. And personally, I believe that the Heavenly Father did use him to make an issue to get people talking about our nation in preparations for what we are getting ready to witness, so far as our restoration, our deliverance, our escaping the tribulation that is going to come upon the earth, most likely in the form of nuclear warfare. There is much nonstop talk about nuclear war, nuclear weapons, dirty bomb. Even at this present hour, there is much talk about a dirty bomb going off in Ukraine for the sake of blaming Russia, for the sake of making the other countries in the military alliance called NATO to join in on the current hostilities between Russia and Ukraine. And you can believe that we somehow will be affected. Every single one of us, even in the United States, we will feel the effects of the situation over in the Ukraine. So God is judging. God is judging. There is such a thing as a judgment. We have been talking about it for so long that it has lost its power. The Israelites, the enlightened, the awakened Hebrew Israelites, we have not forgotten that there is a judgment. There is a recompense. We have not forgotten. There really is an end to our captivity. There really is a kingdom where we will have spiritual power and we will be able to commune with the angels who will be able to do our bidding. Messiah, and one of the mystery sweatepigrapha books called Pistis Sophia, even tells the disciples that he will teach us to communicate with the angels so that they may do our bidding. The current blessing of the oppressor nations is crumbs compared to the supernatural spiritual blessings that the Hebrew Israelite will receive as an inheritance from the Father. We look around, we think that the inventions of mankind, his big cities, and his artificial intelligence, we tend to think that that is the absolute best that humankind can do. We have no clue about the spiritual gift the Heavenly Father will bestow upon the children of Israel. Supernatural gifts, gifts of healing, gifts of feeding people, gifts of being able to provide where there is no lack for our nation, to be able to drive out the evil spirit, to be able to enjoy abundantly life always meant to be. We have no clue to our inheritance. We have a small idea, even as we are learning a little of communing with the angels right now and learning to believe in the supernatural things of the scripture that we have heard about, but we were told not to look into because it was taboo or it was evil, and we are finding out that that was a lie. That is part of our inheritance. Time for me to end it right there. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible opportunity. Join me Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Go to my website, 12tribesisraelites.com, for ministry and information. And until I see you again, peace be unto you. Shalom.